Philly guy or a New York guy, or did you define yourself anyway? Or?
My family's from Philadelphia, and I grew up 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia, and I'll just leave it at that.
What kind of advantage do you have, having played defense and now bringing it back to the offensive side? Do you have any kind of advantage in recognizing plays or playing angles or anything like that?
Well, recognizing plays, like pressure and stuff like that, you kind of see the rotation. I'm kind of used to being on the side of the rotation, so it does help in a way.
What happened with Kansas City? It sounds like looked like you were there just only for a couple of 3 months or so. What happened?
I was there for a month, and they went in a different direction, and they sent me home. So that was it. It was a quick little thing, but I was there.
You feel like you have a real opportunity here to be a part of this team?
Yeah, Henry Hanowski is a great fullback. It's tough. It's tough what he went through and stuff like that, and I'm here to do whatever they need in the meantime. So.
Because of that, does that give you like a little window maybe, or how does that affect you at all?
All I can do is my best. Come out here and work as hard as I can, and whatever they have in mind, that's what I just have to go with.
Do you find that at the fullback position, you know, people say it's being phased out, so do you find it's kind of evolving towards more of a pass receiver type of role or something a little different than the traditional smash mouth guy?
It's hard to say, you know what I mean? Every team uses their fullback in a different way, so it depends where you're at. So it's a tough answer. A lot of teams have went away from the fullback. So
how far along were you as a fullback? Because you were mostly a linebacker, right?
Yeah, I was a linebacker all through college. As far as fullback goes, I really only have 1 year of experience at fullback, so I feel like I can improve a lot from where I'm at right now.